Hi, I'm Donovan with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Xiao Kai, and he's going to show us how to remote debug an Azure function written in Java using Visual Studio Code. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Donovan.
So tell us what you do here at Microsoft.
Yeah, we're working on the Java service and tooling for Azure. So basically, our team provide a lot of like tools of IDE plugins for developers to easily use in Azure as their cloud platform.
All right, perfect. So what you're going to be showing us today is how to use Visual Studio Code to actually remote debug a Azure function, not written in .NET like we would expect from Microsoft, but actually written in Java.
Yes.
All right, great.
Yeah. Actually, we've announced the Azure function Java support in October, right?
Okay.
Several months ago. So now we are adding more features to it. Now, let's see how the Azure function is running in VS Code. So this is actually a very simple HTTP function.
Okay.
So you can see we define the trigger as HTTP trigger here, use annotations, which is very familiar by the Java developers,
sure,
the native way. And you can get all the trigger settings correctly here. And you can see the Java code are actually also correctly highlighted by the language server support in VS Code.
Okay.
And oops. Here's the issue with the code. You can see the red screw here, mm-hmm, right? If I double click it, there's a help here saying, okay, I should change this method to match the method name below there, right?
Okay.
So basically, it's kind of a small features which helps you to write Java code easily with the VS Code as an editor.
Perfect.
And but actually, what I would like to do is to rename this method. So you can see there's a rename symbol feature that you can also use to edit your code here. So what I want to do is to change it to bubble sort. So you can see it's kind of changed the method name here as well.
Yeah, so we have refactoring support built in the Visual Studio Code for Java as well. Okay.
Yeah. And nevertheless, we also have the unit test support. So you know in Java, JUnit test is very popular. And here's a very simple unit test testing the bubble sort method. And using the code lens, we already detect this is unit test, and you can run the test right here within the editor.
Awesome.
So when the test is done, so you see the green cross here, then you know that everything is fine. So now we know that our Java function is probably written correctly. Next step, you want to probably validate it, right? So most developers will try to validate locally first. Now let's just try this. So with the Azure function extension support, so you can see I have here the Azure function extension here.
Okay.
When I activate this one, I can easily just click F5 to run the function locally. So behind the scenes, it will actually build the function for me, prepare the artifact, and load the Azure function local runtime. So the local runtime is actually written in .NET Core, so it's cross-platform as well.
Okay.
So now the Azure function runtime is started. You can see it's also automatically helped me attach to the local runtime to debug my function.
Okay.
So let's see. So actually, I set a debug. Let me just remove the breakpoint here for now. So I'm using another extension here in VS Code. You know, in VS Code, everything is an extension, right? So to send HTTP request instead of using command line to use Cura or Postman, right?
Okay.
So I can send a request right here. Oops, so you can see there's another issue, right? So it asked me to pass the list. So it seems like I'm not passing the right parameters, right query parameters. So what I can do here with VS Code is I can set a breakpoint here and send it again to run it through. So now you can see the breakpoint has been hit, right? So I can just like everything you would expect in an IDE, you can step through and debug the Java code easily within VS Code.
Great.
And there's also the debug view. You can see all the local variables and the call stack. Watch variables, everything you would expect. And you see that the query list here is num, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why it's num? Seems like we've done something not correctly here. So here, so the code want to get the list as a query parameter. However, I'm sending list here, right?
Plural.
So probably this is the problem. So I change this one, I run this through, and I send the request again. I should get the right sorted list here. So basically, this is just the local debugging experience. So now you say, OK, I know that my function is running locally perfectly. What you want to do next? You want to deploy to the cloud.
Yes.
Right? So with the Azure function extension, you can easily deploy to cloud. Let me just stop this one here.
Now, I'm also curious, so how many extensions have we started using here? There's the Azure Function extension I'll need to install.
Yeah.
There's obviously an extension for the Java support that you've been showing me as well,
yes.
Right? Okay.
So I can actually quickly show you the extensions I have here. So I have the Azure-related extension like Functions.
Okay.
I also have Debugger for Java, which is our debugger.
Okay.
It's actually Debugger for Java and the language support for Java are all packaged in the Java extension pack. So whenever you load a Java file, we will recommend you with the Java extension pack so you can get those installed very conveniently.
Perfect.
And let's just see how we can deploy to Azure quickly. So this is the Azure Function extension. You just click this button and say, I want to deploy this project to Azure. You select which subscription you want to deploy. You select which apps you want to deploy to. Right. So we want to deploy probably to another one. So then it will actually package it again and upload to Azure.
Okay. Right.
It's very convenient this way. So you don't need to use any command line tool to interact with Azure again. So it asks you whether you want to deploy now or not. Then you just click yes. It will automatically deploy for you. So now I would like to show you after deployment. So sometimes you might still feel like unease that your cloud environment might be different
sure.
from your local environment, right? So something working perfect locally could have trouble remotely on the cloud. So with that, we actually implement another small tool you can use to do remote debugging.
Okay.
So the tool is currently not integrated to VS Code, so we released it as a standalone tool, so you can actually use it with any other debugger as well. So for example, you use Eclipse or IntelliJ, you can also use this tool for remote debugging your Java functions.
Oh, perfect.
So it's called DBG Proxy. So you just need to type in the URL for your Azure functions
okay.
here. So the tool will automatically detect which subscription the function is in and try to connect to this function and set up the SSH terminal to the function.
Okay.
So you only need to attach to your local host, a port on your local host, then you can get the access to your function. So you see now it's getting access to the function. So I'm going to use the other debug settings to attach to the function on the cloud and start the debug session here. Now you can see my local VS Code environment is connected to the remote session. Then I'm going to send this request to the remote URL.
Okay.
See,
the same
breakpoint got hit. So basically, this is everything you need to do to remote debugging your Azure function. Yeah, to show it really works, we can actually step through and see here's the numbers we've set in our query parameter. We probably just change the variable here. And we run it through. So it will return the value as we changed.
Absolutely.
So yeah, here's just everything we would like to show you with this session.
Go back real quick for me, back to Visual Studio Code. Now, when I'm debugging inside of Visual Studio Code, sometimes setting up my launch is difficult.
Yeah.
Do the extensions help us with setting up our launch parameters too?
Of course. Let's just see the launch XML here. So with the Azure Function extension, when you quit the project, actually, we will set the launch.json for you with the default local attach setting.
Okay.
So this will automatically be setting for you as long as we know that this is an Azure Function project.
Okay.
So the attach to Azure on the cloud is something actually I set up before this demo. So because in this local tool, it tells you to attach to the local host with the port 8898. So
gotcha.
Actually, it's not that much difficult. So for Java, the debug setting is, you have a lot of optional settings, but for the request setting are very minimum. So you just need to give us the name, the type, and the host name and the port, then we know how to attach to it.
Fantastic. Good, because this is always something that I get tripped up on, so
yeah.
I wanted to make sure that we kind of highlighted on what needs to be in there
mm-hmm.
so that we can both debug locally and debug remotely. We
yes.
just need to know the port
mm-hmm.
To make sure that we attach to.
Yeah.
Perfect. Great. So are you going to recap what we actually just saw here?
Yeah. I'd like to just tell a little bit about, in the demo, we just show how you can develop the Java function with VS Code, like with the rich Java support, and run tests and debug it locally. and then use the Azure Function Extension to actually deploy it to Azure, and then you can also hook on attached to the remote process and debug it remotely. So with all the tools we provided, like the Azure Function Call tool, the Maven plugin, which is behind the scenes we use for build and package these functions, as well as like the Java support on VS Code, the Azure Function Extension VS Code, as well as the debug proxy. So all those tools are open source and they're working cross-platform.
Perfect. And you also mentioned that the remote debugging, the way that you've written it as an external tool, mm-hmm. allows it to be used with other editors as well. You don't yeah. have to use Visual Studio Code.
Of
you
course.
Can use IntelliJ or Eclipse as
yes.
well.
Yes, and the fact that we support Maven for packaging and deploy the functions, which allows you to use Eclipse and IntelliJ to just use those Maven goals
Got
to
it.
Interact with Azure as well.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so although we just show you a very simple HTTP function, the function can actually do more, right? So for example, the real-time streaming processing can use
okay.
function as a backend. A lot of scheduled job, you can use function to trigger it as well, like those event-triggered based patterns can always be leveraged by functions. And we also have very cool demo on real-time boot messaging, so you can set up functions to connect between different like chat messaging apps, so you can implement things like that.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, with that, just try it and give us feedback.
That's awesome. We are learning all about remote debugging your Azure function written in Java using Visual Studio Code here on Azure Friday.